Here's the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this October 28th of 2024. It's being reported over 1.8 million Michiganders have voted already. The Secretary of State's office says a majority of that is from absentee ballots, while another 145,000 participated in the state's first day of in-person early voting last Saturday. Wait. You mean to tell me if the people are given options on when or how to vote, voting numbers will increase? You mean to tell me it's going the way that many of us predicted it would go if you made voting easier for millions of people? Thanks to some awesome progressive activism, which put Proposal 3 on the statewide ballot back in 2018, a proposal which also passed easily by the voters, Michiganders now have no reason absentee voting, same-day voting registration, straight ticket voting, and automatic voting registration. And I'll be darned, Michigan had the highest voter turnout in the country in 2022. And I'll be darned, more people are voting. As Michigan Advance's Susan Demas notes, Michigan also broke overall voter turnout records in both the 2020 presidential and the 2022 midterm elections. And please don't forget of the hard work by strong, progressive, democracy-loving Democrats like State Representative Betsy Cafia of Traverse City, who fought for and passed a bill that's now law allowing 16 and 17-year-olds to pre-register to vote. I mean, this gets young people more engaged in our democratic process, which is a great thing and which is why Republicans hate it. All of it. You see, increases in voting, especially in youth voting, are why Republicans for years successfully set up roadblocks in voting in Michigan, especially for young people. One aspect of Michigan's U.S. Senate race between Democrat Alyssa Slotkin and Republican Florida Mike Rogers that really hasn't received enough attention is how, as a state senator back in 1999, Mike Rogers spearheaded and celebrated legislation making it harder for younger people to vote. And I remember this well because I was a college student at the time. That bill required the address on a voter's driver's license to be the same as the address on their voter registration. And Florida Mike then said, "You need to be registered where you live." And of course, as predicted, even by his then hometown newspaper, the Livingston County Press, the bill was a cynical move with the intention to make it harder on younger people to vote, a group of people who voted in low numbers traditionally already. And the bill worked as intended because Rogers would go on to win his 2000 congressional race in the 8th District against Democrat Diane Byram by just 111 votes. Oh, and Michigan State University at the time was within that district. So MAGA Republican Florida Mike Rogers, who wants to be your senator after moving back to Michigan from Florida just over a year ago, says he believes in freedom and democracy so much that he gladly made college students go through extra steps to vote. By the way, this is the same guy whose registered address still doesn't have a real home on the property. I know, stunning development that Republicans resort in blurring the lines of the law while demanding everyone else follow their laws. The voting process is essential to a functioning democracy. And as we've seen here in Michigan, thanks to progressive activism and the Democratic Party majority in Lansing, more and more people in the state are getting involved. You notice, though, in other states run by Republicans, voting rights keep facing more and more restrictions because Republicans don't believe in true democracy, which also doesn't make sense since rural voters also take advantage of the absentee voting process because it's easier for them to just get a ballot, fill it out, and mail it in rural areas. But you see, Republicans are betting that making voting harder for young people and for people in more populous areas pays higher dividends than making voting easier for their voters. So just remember, voting rights is also on the ballot when you go to the polls here in the next week, and you know damn well who is for protecting voting rights and who is against it. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.